This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans for the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch. I am the Captain, Matt Bruce, as I broadcast live from my flagship station, AM860 The Answer, in Tampa, Florida, across America to some great radio stations all across the country. It is a Tuesday morning, and we are off and running, and a special shout goes out to our military men and women, plus our listening to us right now all across the country and around the world, plus to our first responders, our EMTs, our firefighters, our police and hospital ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, our Border Patrol, security officers, and the U.S. Coast Guard, too, for keeping us all free and safe. And to all the people working on the Third Watch, the truckers, the warehouse, the factory workers, the butchers, the bakers, the maintenance and janitorial workers, the mechanics, the construction workers, the bulk mail centers, too, sorting that mail for delivery today. Thanks for what you do. And to the Uber, Lyft, taxi drivers, and our bus drivers out there tonight, we appreciate what you do to keep America rolling along. And don't forget to check out the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com website. That's the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com website. Well, joining us right now, Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
It's time to say a pledge.
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words, ladies and gentlemen, under God, because this great country of ours was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, Kyle, the big news of the hour right now, and I've had a lot of people emailing me wondering what they should do and wondering if they're caught up in this, is Capital One. Capital One, late yesterday, was revealed, had a major hack. And I understand they've caught the hacker, but all I'll do is point out here that they say that at least 100,000 of their cardholders their information was illegally stolen.
That's right, Captain. There's about 106 million credit card applications that may have been compromised by this hack. At least 80,000 bank account numbers, 140,000 social security numbers, we understand. So this is a major, major big deal. Now, what we understand, the way that this hacker got in evidently was from a they were able to exploit a misconfigured firewall, and firewalls help to essentially put up a line of defense between data
they're
and
supposed
the rest
to
of the world. Exactly.
Yeah.
But they are very complicated devices, and hackers can find ways through them. That's why businesses are constantly needing to upgrade not only their equipment if they need to, but also what's called firmware, which allows that router to function and take the latest security precautions.
And,
now, go ahead.
Yeah, my suggestion to the people that have contacted me, everything I've told them is get a hold of Capital One right away. Do not falter. Don't waver. Get a hold of Capital One right now if you have a Capital One credit card.
That's exactly right. Or if you have a Capital One account of any kind, I'm sure that they will be standing by to answer questions. Now, what I heard earlier today from Capital One, Captain, is that they will be looking into perhaps providing, and this, again, these are just according to reports, they may want to provide free credit monitoring or do something in order to help their customers. Now, Equifax back in 2017, they had a big data breach.
Yes,
they ended up, they ended up paying $700 million to settle lawsuits and $425 million in monetary relief to consumers. So this is a big deal, and I'm sure that they will be responding to customers very shortly.
Now, the other news is what we discussed last night when we came on the air, and that was the shooting in Gilroy, California. We now know the identity of the young man. I'm not going to mention his name, but he was 19 years old. He apparently bought an AK-47. Now, we'll get into the particulars about that here in a minute. But he bought it in Nevada, and the law at the time was you had to be 21 to buy this type of a weapon. This is considered to be an assault rifle, an AK-47. And we do mean assault rifle because it's a military-issued weapon, which is predominantly used by military forces around the world. But anyway, he bought this weapon and then brought it back into California. Illegal to buy it, illegal to have it, and illegal to bring it into California. So that's what we know so far. And apparently, this young man had quite a manifest or something. He had just joined Instagram and posted some weird posting just a few hours before he went out and did this heinous act.
Yes, exactly right. And it shows that he obviously had some very severe mental issues.
Yep.
There's no doubt about that. Likely lied, of course, in order to obtain this weapon in Nevada. The store there called Big Mike's evidently said there weren't any red flags in the sale as they went through the different protocols. But yes, this person, the shooter, did post some sort of links to manifestos or to writings that may be connected to white supremacy. And of course, authorities are still investigating. But what a terrible, terrible tragedy as three people lost their lives. And, you know, Captain, whenever we hear about these things, it is still so devastating. And this person obviously did not get the help that they needed, and this is the tragedy.
No, and unfortunately, they're saying what he did was legal. Well, it was legal maybe in terms of the way he went about doing it, but again, 21 years of age is the age to buy a weapon like this. The law was changed in terms of the age. We all know that. That's number one. And number two, it was illegal to bring the weapon into California, which is illegal to have there anyway.
Exactly right. Yeah.
All right, hold that thought. Folks, we will be right back with more on the Captain's Aware America Third Watch. And there's a fair amount of stuff going on tonight, you know. We're going to go to Baltimore now, Captain style. We're going to get into some of the nonsense that's been going on there. All right, Kathy, take it away.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on, so it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Mike Gallagher, you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, you are. This portion of the program brought to you by my friends at Relief Factor. You know, I'm a client of Relief Factor. I get their medication. It's not medical. I get their pills and I take them. It's all natural all the time. There is no narcotics in them, and it helps me with the swelling of my ankles. It helps me with the pain that I have because I have arthritis. Now, I've broken a lot of bones, and those of you that are older in age, you know what happens after you've broken a lot of bones, had a lot of injuries, that you start to ache. You can become the weatherman instead of being watching the weather stations. And with arthritis, it hurts, and there's times when it really hurts. And I have everything from back pain to the back that I've broken twice, to leg pain from a broken leg, and my ankle replacement. I could go on, but I don't need to. But my point is that I tried it, and it worked. I would like to see you, if you're having problems and don't know what to do, or if you're on medication and maybe you want to get off, this is a possibility for you to save a little bit of money at least, and find something that will work for you, because a lot of those medications are very, very, very expensive unless you got really good insurance. But Relief Factor has a 3-week quick start that costs $19.95 plus tax. Now, again, if you want to get it shipped to you sooner than that, you do the expedited thing, and I think it costs about $27 or $28. But I just waited for mine to come patiently, paid him $19.95 plus tax, took it, and at the end of 3 weeks, I was pain-free, period. And it stayed that way. Once in a while, I have to take a third round of pills because I take them in the morning, take them in the afternoon. It all depends on what I do to myself if I aggravate one of my old injuries where I have to do that. But so far, it's worked for me for going on 3 years. So if you're suffering from pain, nagging pain, can't get rid of it, or you've got muscle aches, give it a try. What do you got to lose but pain? ReliefFactor.com/Captain. ReliefFactor.com/Captain. That's the way to start it, Relief Factor. Kyle Warner, captain. All right, Kyle Warner, professor of politics, is with us. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Are we going to Baltimore anytime soon?
Not on the agenda. No, not on the travel list right now.
Okay, remember Michael Steele?
Oh, yeah.
He's from Maryland, right?
Right.
Former Republican executive, Republican National Committee chairman, right?
Right.
All right, here's what he had to say, because he's from Maryland, lives in the Baltimore area. Here's what he had to say to the president, inviting him to come to Baltimore.
We are not defined by the color of our skin. We're not defined by 400 years of slavery. That is a part of who we are. It is what animates us. But it doesn't define us. It doesn't limit us. So, Mr. President, come on down. The streets are ready for you. The neighborhoods are ready for you. Folks want to talk to you. So just show up. Put the tweet down, brother, and show up.
Okay, that all sounds well and good, right?
Yeah, right, right.
But let's hear Bernie Sanders' take on it.
Thank you very much for organizing this meeting. And let me thank all of you, not only for being here today, but for the work you're doing every single day for people who are hurting, who are often living in the shadows, and for whom, as a nation, we do not pay much attention to. The fact of the matter is that America is the wealthiest country in the history of the world. But anyone who took the walk that we took around this neighborhood would not think you're in a wealthy nation. You would think that you were in a third world country where unemployment is over 50%. A community that does not even have decent quality grocery stores where moms can buy quality food for their kids. A community in which the dream of getting a higher education for many kids is as real as is going to the moon. In the United States of America, 37% of African American children should not be living in poverty. In the United States of America, we should not be having more people in jail than any other country on earth, disproportionately black and Hispanic.
Now, where was he when he said that?
He was in Baltimore, right?
You're absolutely right. And he took a walk around one of the worst neighborhoods in Baltimore, which are still there, by the way. And it does look like a third world country. And there's been plenty of pictures that have shown up here recently about the Baltimore neighborhoods. And people go, no, that's not Baltimore. No, it doesn't look like that. Well, they better get into the neighborhoods, these wards, where it does look like that, and clean it up pretty quick, because if the president does come and take a visit and see what's going on, it's going to be a hellhole to go into, just like it's been described as.
Well, exactly. And even last September, Captain, the now former mayor of Baltimore took a tour with a local news crew and went through, and just the visceral reactions that she had to the conditions, saying things like she could smell the dead rats or dead animals in the area, as you know, just as things are dilapidated and so forth. This is terrible. We're talking about people living in these kinds of conditions. But yet when President Trump in this case points it out, and like you just showed, Bernie Sanders even pointed this out. The mayor of Baltimore was pointing this out. But if Trump points it out, then suddenly it's not about people living in bad conditions. It's about Trump as some kind of racist. This is a very, very strange development. But this is something that we can shine a spotlight on, not only in Baltimore, but in other cities around the nation. We should be trying to lift people up and not having this racist name-calling war.
Speaking of name-calling, the Con Man of the Year Award, which always goes to Al Sharpton, here's what he had to say.
Little did I know that Mr. Trump was going to, on the eve of this, attack the congressman from this city. And not only the congressman, but the people of this city, in the most bigoted and racist way. He attacks everybody. I know Donald Trump, he's not mature enough to take criticism. He can't help it. He's like a child. Somebody says something, he reacts. He's thin-skinned and not really matured that well. But he has a particular venom for blacks and people of color. He doesn't refer to any of his other opponents or critics as infested. He does not attack their districts. He attacks Nancy Pelosi. He attacks Chuck Schumer. He attacks other whites, but he never said that their districts or their states are places that no human being wants to live. The fact of the matter is, Elijah Cummings' district is the most well-educated and middle-class aspiring district of blacks in this country.
Now, the last part's where I'm going to go with this. The fact of the matter is Elijah Cummings' district is the most educated and middle-class aspiring district of blacks in the country. Really?
Yeah. That
That's not what the numbers show.
Right, yeah.
The actual factual numbers don't show that.
Right, yeah. It doesn't seem to sort of pan out when you really look at it. But again, Sharpton's comments evidently are simply designed to, A, call Donald Trump a racist, and B, try to make it look like something else is going on in Baltimore than what the cameras are actually showing us. I mean, we're way far into 1984, George Orwell's 1984 about now, with this kind of stuff. And of course, and President Trump, of course, talked about Sharpton being a con man, that he's known Sharpton for a long time.
He is.
This kind of stuff.
He is. He's a shakedown artist. He goes to a company and goes, "We're going to come up here and bring all our blacks and stand in front of your building and holler racism until you pay me $100,000. They do that. He actually has done that.
Right, right. Well, and unfortunately,
by the way, Jesse Jackson has, too.
Yeah, well, and that just plays to his whole shtick. You know, this is a money making, power grabbing enterprise that they go through.
Right? So now you've got, of all people, Rob Reiner, the movie director, right?
Oh, right, yeah, Rob Reiner. Yeah.
And the comment he made was,
Well, essentially, he equated that if you support Donald Trump at all,
period, regardless of what your color was,
that's right, then you are racist,
yep,
or a racist enabler.
Yep, yep, that's what Rob Reiner said. And by the way, Rob Reiner lost relevance a long time ago with anything at all. I guess his term meathead still sticks with him.
Right, yeah, I remember Meathead, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, and Gloria and Meathead, and I forget, but anyway, all in the family. But the fact of the matter is that these people, that's all they've got. They've got nothing. They got nothing. So this is where they're going with all of this.
Well, that's exactly right, because, well, collusion didn't work, obstruction didn't work, the Mueller report fizzled out in ways that we haven't seen things really ever fizzle out before, so now this is what's kind of left, and this is the idea. Just keep calling a racist.
All righty, hold that thought, folks. We'll be right back with more with Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, and Ilhan Omar chimed in. Guess what? She's taking on Rand Paul on Twitter. A big old Twitter fight between Ilhan Omar, the congresswoman from Minnesota. And by the way, you folks in Minnesota need to get rid of her. Figure out a way. Run against her. Somebody. And beat her. I'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
America's much maligned healthcare system is now covering 9 out of 10 people, a fact that has not stopped the 2020 presidential candidates from refighting battles on how to provide coverage, from Bernie Sanders' call for replacing private insurance with a government plan to Donald Trump's pledge to erase the Affordable Care Act and start from scratch. The politicians are depicting a system in a meltdown. The numbers point to a different story, not quite as dire as previously noted. Government surveys now show that 90% of the population has coverage, preserving gains from President Barack Obama's years. Independent reports estimate that more than one half of roughly 30 million uninsured people in the country are eligible for health insurance through their existing programs. The biggest issue now seems to be that many people with insurance are struggling to pay their deductibles and copays. Thanks for listening to USA Radio News.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now, because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-985-1813 now, and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Milberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making With Their Investments Today, and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-985-1813 now. Again, that's 800-985-1813. Employees of J.D. Milberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Buddy, this is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
You betcha, and this portion of the Captain's America Third Watch is brought to you by our friends at GEICO. That's GEICO Insurance Company. You can find them on the web at GEICO, GEICO.com. And GEICO's been saving people money for more than 75 years, and they're now the second largest personal auto insurer in the country, insuring over 21 million drivers, and including your humble talk radio host. Now, your local GEICO office can find coverage for you for just about everything you own, including your car or your truck that you're driving. They also offer coverage for your motorcycle, your ATV, your boat, your RV, and even your snowmobile. And they can help you with your homeowners and renters insurance, too, through your GEICO insurance agency. So, look them up on the web. GEICO.com, G-E-I-C-O, or look them up in the phone book, or do a search. Don't use Google. You know why? Because they're spying on people. Anything else but. And there you go. GEICO, G-E-I-C-O.com. Tell them the captain sent you. All right. Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, is back with us. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
We got a whole bunch of people chiming in tonight. I'm going to say hello to them right now because they like what we're doing, and they're telling me. Hello to Cindy. Hello to Omnia. I hope I said that right. Hello to Carolyn. Hello to Bob. Hello to Joe. Hello to Cosmos. Hello to Mickey. Hello to Jeff. And yes, Jeff, I was aware of that. Hello to Melanie. Hello to Ted. And hello to Ann. And hello to Wesley. There you go. Those are the people that have chimed in so far over on the Facebook page, letting me know that they're there on the Messenger. And that happens all night long. Every night we're on the air, Kyle.
That sounds good. Yeah. Hello to everybody.
Yep. There you go. Now, and who was this now? Here comes somebody else. Let me give them a do for a move on. Oh, good morning, Eric. Okay. Let's see what he has to say. He says, good morning, sir. I was listening to an interview of an old Soviet dissident who immigrated to the United States. He said something that rings true now as then regarding government and media. We would hear things that we did not see, and we see things that we do not hear. Okay, that makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
And that's for American. Good morning, Flip. Flip is saying good morning to us, so there you go. Flip is our new executive transportation person. How's that?
Very cool, yeah.
Yeah, so I'm getting that out there. Now, let's go back to something here, because Congresswoman Ilhan Omar is going after Senator Rand Paul now, tweeting, fantasizing about violence against the senator. And this is what she does. This is why, again, you talk about Donald Trump. I don't believe I've heard him fantasize about violence about anybody, maybe possibly threatening Iran or North Korea, which is what you got to do, speak softly, carry a big stick, but not against individuals. And here we go. Omar is threatening to do something to Senator Rand Paul.
Well, what Rand Paul tweeted out about Ilhan Omar, he was saying essentially he was willing to contribute to buying her a ticket to visit Somalia.
Sure.
So he can learn a little bit about the disaster, he said, that is Somalia.
Mm-hmm.
And after she's visited, Rand Paul tweeted, Somalia, she might come back and appreciate America more.
Mm-hmm.
Well, he has every right to say that. And I think
perfectly fine, don't you?
Exactly. Now, she evidently retweeted something that I think Tom Arnold said he said, imagine being Rand Paul's next-door neighbor and having to deal with Rand Paul lying, cowardly, circular, whining bullcrap about lawn clippings. No wonder he ripped his toupee off, said Tom Arnold. So that was looked at, I think, as being, well, wait a minute. That sort of reminds everyone of the violence that actually did happen to Rand Paul, but it doesn't seem to be, verboten anymore to sort of go down that road with people that you politically disagree with. Whereas, of course, if Rand Paul had said something, well, someone out of blah, 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 to whomever, then, of course, he would be taken to task for such a thing. But on the liberal side or the far left, that's just Tuesday.
Right, and we've got some other people been chiming in the Facebook page. Good morning to Alan, Nebraska, and Richard and Marine out there in Oregon. Now, the other thing is, Omar and Tlaib and, that whole bunch, okay, the Fab Four, call them whatever you want. I mean, they're the voice, the face, and they've been put out there as being the Democratic Party. I mean, that's the way I look at them right now. What do you think?
Well, no, I think you're absolutely right. They seem to be the driving force. They seem to be the brand, as it were, sort of the face of the brand. Now, any brand that wanted to protect its own integrity would typically file trademark infringement or lawsuits. And in other words, if you went out and tried to represent a brand, pick any brand, and go out and try to put some different spin on it, well, you might find yourself on the other side of a lawsuit for something like that. But in the political world, the Democrat brand is mm-hmm. being so damaged by these four people because they are wielding the power that if you criticize us, you will be tarred and feathered with the idea of being a racist or whatever it is. Even Nancy Pelosi is not immune to this. And they're actually doing more damage to the Democrat Party and may even contribute to the Democrat Party becoming a boutique operation in the near future.
Well, speaking of the future, the president yesterday in a ceremony, bill signing ceremony, signed the bill to reauthorize the 9/11 Victims Compensation Fund for, I believe, the next 83 years, pretty much into infinity. And it was well received by many of my brother and sister firefighters, first responders, steel workers, you name it, anybody that was covered. Now, it is a fact that we've had over 2,000 people die. Since September 11th, 2001, from diseases that they picked up at the World Trade Center when they were there. And I want to play just a little bit of what President Donald Trump, said yesterday at the bill signing ceremony.
Well, thank you very much, everybody. Please sit down. Very important day. And we're gathered this morning at the White House to honor our solemn duty to America's best, bravest, and finest, who I know so well. In a few moments, I will sign a bipartisan bill to fully reauthorize the 9/11 victims' compensation fund. So the 9/11 victims' compensation fund is something you've all worked on very hard, and the day has come. Today we come together as one nation to support our September 11th heroes, to care for their families, and to renew our eternal vow, never, ever forget. Before I go further this morning, we express our deepest sadness and sorrow for the families who lost a precious loved one in the horrific shooting last night in Gilroy, California. While families were spending time together at a local festival, a wicked murderer opened fire and killed three innocent citizens, including a young child. We grieve for their families, and we ask that God will comfort them with His overflowing mercy and grace. We're praying for those who are recovering right now in the hospital, some very, very serious injuries. We thank the brave members of law enforcement. They never let us down, who swiftly killed the shooter. We reaffirm our national will to answer violence with the courage, determination, and resolve of one American family. We will continue to work together as communities and as citizens to stop evil, prevent violence, and protect the safety of all Americans. We're joined for today's ceremony by our wonderful Vice President, Mike Pence. Thank you, Mike, very much. Thank you.
All right, well, I'm going to stop it there because he goes on and it's about an eight-minute dissertation. But he had about 100 of the first responders and some victims' families there in his audience, along with the other people from the White House and whatnot. But the fact of the matter is the president was very much a part of September 11th. He came down there a number of times, high-fiving the people that were down there. I personally know of a situation where he came down with a suitcase, handed it to Rudy Giuliani, and all of us were told later that in that suitcase were checks signed by Donald Trump, made up for certain amounts of money. He loaned his airplane to fly people back and forth across the country so they could get there to be with their loved ones and vice versa. I mean, what he did and what hasn't been talked about maybe someday will be talked about.
Well, exactly right. And this is the thing that unites us. And this is one of those times when we do come together, and just shame on those who would continue to try to divide us and get us away from the important work that the president signed into law today.
All right. Well, tell us how to get your show.
Thank you, Captain. Yes, you can go to KyleWarrenShow.com.
All right, we'll talk to you tomorrow night.
Sounds good.
All right, Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, everybody. When we come back, we're going to take a look at the highways and byways. And hello, Ms. Beulah. How are you doing? I see your little message there. Hello to Sony, too. Hello to Eric, our Marine dad. And hello to Thomas, the suicide jockey, to Catwoman Road Dog, too, and to Peter. I'll be right back with our highway report. Don't go anywhere.
Hey, everyone. Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription-strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive.
Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
I'm Kevin Michalowski, editor of Concealed Carry Magazine, and you're listening to the Captain's America.
Up there in that Trans Am. Alrighty. Smokey and the Bandits. There you go. All righty. And I got to say a special shout out to Cousin Vinny. He's looking for the Loch Ness Monster in that pond of his there in western Tennessee. He hasn't found it yet, but he is looking. And we also heard from some other folks there during the break. And a special shout out to all the truckers out there in highways and byways, Catwoman and Road Dog, of course, and trucker Tom, the suicide jockey out there. Don't light any matches there. You know what I mean there, friend? And to trucker, let's see, who we got here? Oh, okay. Trucker Allen. There's a new one. Allen is listening to me in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. And thank you very much, Trucker Allen. And we got one more here, Trucker Jody. And Jody is out in Phoenix, Arizona, headed west to L.A., going to Shaky Town. All right, I got you on that one. Now, I'll tell you what. I don't see anything weather-wise to really bother you all that much, so I'm going to just make this pretty quick because it's a pretty quick little deal here to tell you about. Florida, everything's looking pretty good down here as far as the roads, highways, and byways, and don't see any weather to interrupt you. On I-95 all the way up the East Coast, except for the heat. Now, it's going to be warm in New York City, warm in Connecticut, warm in Long Island, warm in Massachusetts, otherwise known as Taxachusetts, warm in upstate New York, or not upstate New York, sorry, warm up the I-87 way towards Albany, then over into Massachusetts, and you're going to have excessive heat. These are all excessive heat warnings I'm trying to tell you about here in the northeast of New England, because heat and humidity will, in fact, become a factor across the northeast of New England today with temperatures way above normal. Heat index is way up, too. And heat advisories are in effect for the entire area up through New England, up into just about the eastern and western part of Maine, and then it eases off. Now, the metro areas of Boston, Hartford, New York City are going to be very hot today. There's going to be some brownouts, too. Expect the power to have some problems in different areas, always does. And an elevated fire weather concern will continue across a large portion of the west, northwest, the northern part of Montana, and parts of Wyoming as well. So, taking a look at the roads going out of California, or out of Florida going west to California, I-10, you're looking good all the way across over into Phoenix until you run into some of that bad air again, which we've been hearing about and been talking about for quite some time, the stagnant air. It's an air quality alert, again, out there in Phoenix. And looking good to, let's see, San Diego, I-8, I-10 out to L.A., looking good that way. I-40 looking good all the way across tonight. You might have a little problem in the central western part of Mississippi tonight with along the river area. It looks as if there may still be a flood watch in effect in that area along the Mississippi, about halfway up Mississippi, right there in the corner where you go into Arkansas. And other than that, I-70 looking good, I-80 looking good, I-90 looking good, I-94 looking good. Again, the very northern central part of Montana on the Canadian border, you have a fire watch advisory there today and tonight. You've got some unsettled weather conditions with what could be some thunderstorms in the northeastern part of Montana tonight that could move into the Dakotas. We'll see. And Minnesota, Georgia, looking good up there tonight. So I don't see anything to bother anybody up there. Michigan, LJ, you and the company are looking good up there. And Oregon, looking pretty good, except for that one little area again around Medford where they got the air quality alert up there. But things are not so bad, not as bad as what they were last night at this time. And certainly that's a good thing. All righty. And again, people chiming in here. We'll try to mention as many of you as we can in the time we got. Oh, hello, Maria. Yeah, Maria in Germany. She's coming to the U.S. of A. For their vacation. And they'll be on an aircraft, and they're reminding everybody. She's telling me that she's asking Ms. Rosemary the Prayer Lady to say a few prayers for them because they're going to be flying. And apparently, she's having a little concern about that, but you'll be just fine, Maria, I'm sure. So there you go. And again, Cousin Vinny, you take care out there in your new place. He's got a brand new place in Tennessee. So how about that? All right. The Trucker's Highway and Byway Report is always brought to you by our friends at the Pilot and Flying J. Now, the pilots and Flying J's are not your average truck stop anymore. Not your average truck stop anymore. And I will tell you that they've come a long way, baby, because I can remember back in the day, you go to a pilot, and it was all fast food, hurry up and get there. You'd run in there, you'd grab a hot dog off their little grill, rotating grill they had, throw it in a bun, or maybe you get two, bag of chips, a soft drink, and out the door you go. And that was about it. Well, now, if you go to a pilot, you're liable to find an Arby's, a Chester's Chicken, a Dairy Queen, a McDonald's, a Pizza Hut, a Subway, a Taco Bell, a Wendy's, or a Dunkin' Donuts full-service food restaurant. How about that? Of course, the Flying J's still have the great sit-down places, the Denny's, the Huddle Houses, Moe's, Southwest Grill, and the bigger Flying J's around the bigger cities will also have a fast food restaurant in there with them. Many times it'll be a Pizza Hut, it'll be a Subway, could be a Taco Bell, could be a McDonald's, it could even be an Arby's to go along with the sit-down restaurant for the people that want to get in there, grab something quick, and run out. But all your travel centers, fully loaded, all your travel centers with the parking for trucks and the Catskills, and you can get your permits there for your oversized, overheight, overweight loads, trip packs so you can turn your loads in, get them into your company in a timely manner, truck washes too, audiobook rentals for the guys who want to listen to books going up and down the highway driving, payphones if you need them, high-speed internet kiosks if you need them, ATMs, Western Union, check cashing, public laundry, showers, game rooms, wireless internet both inside and outside in the parking lot so you can use your laptops in your truck. And, of course, the big lounges are famous for with those great big old chairs, those big couches and whatnot you can sit in and be really comfortable. And I used to kind of like that when you go into a truck stop. And I know my wife would always say, well, I know where you're going to be. You're going to be watching the sports. And, yeah, I was. I was. And even when we went in there with the motorhome, we'd go in there just to say howdy-howdy to some of the guys that were in there. Because it's like a fraternity. It's like a fraternity. Hello, Debbie. You're listening to me from Eastern Canada. Okay, Debbie. And by the way, happy birthday, Debbie. Yesterday, it was your birthday. So there you go. So we appreciate her. And she's our longtime friend from down below in Punta Gorda that found her way out to Arizona. And now she's visiting some friends in Canada, which is where they are originally from, I believe. She and her husband. But anyway, oh, and a special shout out to LJ. Hello, LJ. I see you there right now. And to Kathy and to Sam, the paper relocator. Hey there, Sam. How the heck you doing? Trucker Ed, I see you out there, too. Don and Donna in Carrollton, Georgia, listening to us on our affiliate up there, AM 1330 WLBB, just a tad bit up the road from Fort Benning, Georgia. A big hooah out there to Fort Benning, Georgia. And hello to Susan, and hello to Major Mac, and hello to Brooke, all listening to us right now tonight. So when I start saying howdy to people, that we got a whole bunch of people chiming in, we try to say howdy back. All right, I'm coming back. Ms. Rosemary, the prayer intercessor, will be on here right after the top of the hour news, and she'll have some words of wisdom for everybody. And hello to Marilyn. Appreciate you. I see you saying hello there now, too. All righty, I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
Hello, I'm Ron Edwards, host of the Everest Notebook, and you're listening to the Captain, Matt Bruce, on America's Third Watch.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective.
GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right. We cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.